From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For some weeks now, Dr. Cairns has been studying Paul's epistle to the Colossians. In chapter 1, verse 25, as Paul is speaking of his role as a minister of the body of Christ, the church, he writes, "Whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints." It is this mystery upon which Dr. Cairns will focus in a message entitled, The Rich and Glorious Mystery. As he defines what the New Testament means by this term, Dr. Cairns explains that Christ is the essence of the mystery. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God shortly. First of all, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Mourner Comforted. The text is Matthew 5 and verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. By the valley of weeping we come to Zion. One would have thought mourning and being blessed were in opposition. But the infinitely wise Savior puts them together in this beatitude. What he has joined together, let no man put asunder. Mourning for sin, our own sins, and the sins of others, is the Lord's seal set upon his faithful ones. When the Spirit of grace is poured upon the house of David, or any other house, they shall mourn. By holy mourning we receive the best of our blessings, even as the rarest commodities come to us by water. Not only shall the mourner be blessed at some future day, but Christ pronounces him blessed even now. The Holy Spirit will surely comfort those hearts which mourn for sin. They shall be comforted by the application of the blood of Jesus and by the cleansing power of the Holy Ghost. They shall be comforted as to the abounding sin of their city and of their age by the assurance that God will glorify himself, however much men may rebel against him. They shall be comforted with the expectation that they shall be wholly freed from sin before long, and shall soon be taken up to dwell forever in the glorious presence of their Lord.
A great day is coming, heaven's gates will open wide, and all who love the Lord will enter in. Join with their loved ones who in Jesus Christ have died, their eternal life in heaven to begin. And the Lord himself will greet us, oh what joy will fill that day, and with the smile of the proudest father, he looks at us to say,
welcome home, children.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want you to know that we appreciate very much the response from those of you who listen regularly to these broadcasts, and especially to those who take the time to contact us to let us know that you're being blessed by the programs. Among the various publications that we offer on Let the Bible Speak, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue will be The Risen Christ. The articles will include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the country of Poland, as well as a report of what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does a good God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We return this morning to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And once again, we read toward the end of the chapter. We'll start at verse 24, where Paul, having said that he was made a minister of Christ and his gospel, says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. Coming to this section once more, we now reach that part that I have mentioned in analyzing the passage, the rich and glorious mystery that forms such a fundamental part of Paul's entire ministry. You may remember that in this section, Paul is dealing with his role as a minister of Christ and the gospel. He has made it clear that he is a servant to men, but that he is a steward of God. And fundamental to all that he does in fulfilling these functions is the message that he preaches. Now, he has already stated that he was called, verse 25, to fulfill. You remember, we showed from his words to the Romans that he meant fully to preach the word of God. That was how he saw his ministry, fully to preach the word of God. That's a sort of a general statement, I think you'd agree. But now he becomes much more specific. You see, to the Apostle Paul, fully to preach the word of God meant just one thing, namely, to preach what he calls here the mystery of the gospel. Now, this word mystery is a word that the apostle used quite frequently. Basically, it means what it means in English. It means, or should I say in Greek, it means what it means in English. It means a secret. It refers to something hidden. Now the question is, why does Paul use this word to describe the gospel? In what sense is the gospel of Jesus Christ a mystery or a secret? I have to confess that to us, that sounds something very strange. It's at first glance, a strange way to describe the gospel, which, after all, we are supposed to proclaim to every creature. And in the words of Isaiah, we're to proclaim a message, the way of holiness, as Isaiah calls it, which is so clear and so plain that the wayfaring man, though a fool, shall not err therein. So with all that, is it not strange that Paul should call the gospel message a mystery? The more you look at it, I think the more you'll come to the conclusion that far from its being strange, this description of the gospel is in fact a very important one. And it raises some truths that we ought ever to maintain. So what I want us to do today is to turn to verse 27 and look at these words. Speaking of the saints, it says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory. That may equally well be translated the glorious riches of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you look at that verse, you'll see that Paul is teaching that the message we have to tell the world is indeed a rich and a glorious mystery. That is, it's something which forever must lie hidden to the mind of man unless God graciously reveals it to him. But we're assured that he does will to reveal this to all his saints so as to unite them to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the rich and glorious mystery. Let me remark this first and foremost, and this is fundamental to everything else, that Christ is the essence of this mystery. In all, the word mystery appears 22 times in the New Testament. Once in the Gospel of Mark, you'll find, of course, that you have it in the last book of the Bible, in the book of the Revelation. But 17 of the 22 occurrences of this word were penned by the Apostle Paul. And of those 17, all but one are pursuing fundamentally one theme. The one, just in case you come asking, is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where he speaks of the mystery of iniquity doth already work. But all the other 16 times that Paul uses this word, he does so with the express purpose of defining or describing some aspect of God's purpose of grace, God's gospel purpose in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, to the Apostle Paul, the mystery was the gospel, or to be perhaps a little more precise, the mystery was Christ as he is revealed in the gospel. That is, Christ acting, Christ accomplishing according to the Father's gracious plan and purpose. Now, it's vital for us to grasp this, because this is not how men use the word mystery. You must always keep in mind that in the New Testament, a mystery is a divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not some weird... here I have to stop for a minute, because that's a word that's undergoing change. Weird. The proper force of the word weird, and this is how I'm using it, has to do either with something to do with destiny, or something that is unearthly. I mean, weird is not just the length of your hair or Mike Barrett wearing a mustache. Maybe strange, maybe unusual, but it's not weird unless you use it very colloquially. I'm using it properly here. A mystery is a divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not some weird ritual by which an elite band of priests can lord it over the common worshippers in the church. That's how the Church of Rome uses the idea of mystery. in Rome, it is a weird, ritualistic institution. While Rome has hidden the gospel from the laity, her priests have controlled them by introducing what are generally looked on as the sacramental mysteries. These unearthly mysteries that somehow convey some supposed spiritual power, with the result that the people have become engulfed in superstition and rendered dependent upon the church and her priests for everything from birth to death and even beyond death in the world to come. Not only in Rome, but you'll find in other religions. That's how the idea of mystery has evolved. I don't want to get off on this, and I'm not really at pains to prove it, but I think one reason the apostle was happy to use this word so definitively of the gospel is that he could see that there was an assault upon the gospel from the incipient Gnosticism. It was just in the embryonic stages in those days. But he could see that there was this, what is called an esoteric religion, a religion of the elite, a religion of those who are inducted into the special mysteries of peculiar and particular knowledge. He could see that coming. And he could also see that there is something in man that naturally responds to such a mysterious thing. I mean, you've only got to look around you today at what's happening, and people are still being fooled by this sort of rubbish. And so Paul takes the word mystery, and he says, you want mystery? Here is mystery. Here is real mystery. What is it? Is a divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.